If there are second acts in the lives of kings, then for one long-departed Scottish king, these must be welcome words indeed.
The truth is that Macbeth was a king of the Middle Ages in Scotland who had a very good reputation, who did a lot to keep Scotland together, to keep it peaceful.
That's Alec Johnston, a member of the Scottish Parliament, talking to the BBC about his motion to rehabilitate the reputation of Macbeth in 2005, the 1,000th year since his birth. Macbeth ruled Scotland for 17 years in the 11th century, and is of course best known through Shakespeare as a bloodthirsty, power-hungry villain. The proposal before the Scottish Parliament regrets that Macbeth is misportrayed when he was a successful Scottish king. Well, that idea originated not in Scotland, but on the wild heaths of Brooklyn College, where John Beattie is a professor. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. You have brought in today a DVD of a performance of Macbeth by the Royal Shakespeare Company. And let's listen as his rivals, this is Macduff and Malcolm, talk about Macbeth. This is Act 4, Scene 3.
Not in the legions of horrid hell can come a devil more damned in evils to top Macbeth.
No, I grant him bloody, luxurious, avaricious, false, deceitful, sudden, malicious, smacking of every sin that hath a name.
Now, Professor Beattie, that's a pretty damning list there.
Isn't it, though?
And you would say Macbeth is getting a bad rap.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Why is that?
Well, first of all the records at the time, like the Irish Annals, point out that he was a very good king, that he gave money to the poor. Other reports say that while he was king, the land was fruitful. And in those days, there was a sort of connection between the land and the king. And so if the land was being productive, the king was a good king. He also picked up in the middle of his reign and went to Rome. And of course, at that point, you couldn't go by British Air or something. So it was obviously he was gone out of the kingdom for quite some time. And while he was gone, there were no rebellions, insurrections, riots, overthrows, nothing. And he ruled for about 17 years, which is a fairly long time for a king in that period. Most of them are shorter than that.
Well, to get to the throne, he does murder the existing king, King Duncan. Is that right?
He kills him on the field of battle, unlike the Shakespeare story where he kills him in bed. Shakespeare, of course, is relying on a lot of historical information that had been put down by historians in his time. It's certainly not Shakespeare's fault that he's got this distorted Macbeth. The problem seems to have been that in the days when Macbeth was king, they didn't have primogeniture. So the oldest son of the king did not become king, but rather what happened was the king was selected from several royal lines, and the one that seemed competent became king. They didn't think in those days that just being the son of a former king gave you competency. You had to prove it in some way.
How did this proposal to rehabilitate Macbeth's reputation, how did it get from Brooklyn College, where you are, to the Scottish Parliament?
Something called the Internet. What happened was that I had talked to a number of the historians in Scotland, and they were sort of edgy about the fact that there's not a lot known about the period from about 800 to about 1200, and Macbeth is smack in the middle of that. And I noticed in passing that Macbeth was born in 1005, and I thought, wow, that's neat. He's coming up on 1,000th birthday. We should have a birthday cake. And so when I got back to New York, I thought about it some more, and I thought, well, it would be nice if we could get the Scottish Parliament to make this the year of Macbeth or something like that, in order to call attention to a number of things that I thought were sort of important. And one of them was that when I was walking around in Scotland and talking to some of the students, they were completely unaware of the fact that Macbeth was real, several of them. They thought he was just the character in the Shakespeare play. And so I thought it would be interesting if the Scottish students began to have an interest in what was going on there. So I wrote this little note, and I sent it off to the Scottish Parliament. And what I got back was a note from the Member of Parliament, whom we just heard, Alex Johnston, who was sort of interested in this whole thing, and then he put the bill forth, and that's sort of what happened.
You know, if Macbeth were as bland and peaceable as you describe, wouldn't have been much of a play, would it?
Well, you can make nice plays about pleasant people. I mean, another Scottish play by a Scot, not about a real person either, is Peter Pan, which is kind of fun. But I think in this case, you probably could. I mean, actually, he is not a bland character. He is a very powerful character. If we could get really more information about them, there's a lot there that would make a very good play.
Professor Beattie, thanks very much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
John Beattie teaches a course on Macbeth at Brooklyn College. His proposal to restore the reputation of Macbeth is now before the Scottish Parliament. And we'll leave the last word to Macbeth in the voice of actor Ian McKellen.
It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.